This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 11th, brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee are considering attaching additional support for U.S. ag producers to a future supplemental funding package to give the Pentagon more money for its Iran operations. Now, the White House could soon request additional funding to sustain the Iran war effort. Farm state senators believe such a package could offer an opportunity to deliver additional money to U.S. farmers. North Dakota Senator John Hovind said, quote, "You're seeing that it's increasingly likely that there will be a request from the administration for a military supplement." Hovind said that a bill packaging ag assistance with wildfire aid and the additional military funding could be a way to secure enough support to pass the Senate. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman said he's eyeing any bill that is moving as a potential vehicle. Republicans had been expected to propose $15 billion in additional assistance for farmers struggling with low crop prices and high production costs. Food prices for consumers ticking up in February, a 1.4% increase in the cost of fruits and vegetables helped to drive an overall 0.4% hike in the cost of groceries, that according to the latest Consumer Price Index. The February uptick in grocery prices came on the heels of a 0.2% increase in January. The seasonally adjusted price of sugar and sweets up 2.8%. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs was unchanged. Beef and veal, though, rose 1.5%, ground beef up 0.8%. Poultry prices were up 0.5%. The price of whole chickens up 1.6%. Fish and seafood rose 0.2%. Bacon was up 0.6%, 4.5% higher over last year. Pork prices inching up 0.1%. They've increased 2.4% over the last year. Eggs, however, continue to decrease, falling 3.8% for the month. Egg prices are now over 42% lower over the past year. Butter and margarine went down 2.5% in February. Milk prices fell 0.4% in February. Fresh whole milk down 1%. Fresh fruit and vegetable prices rose 1.7% in February. In the past year, grocery store prices are up 2.4%. Beef and veal have risen 14.4%, ground beef 15.2%, beef rose 12.4%, and steaks 16.3%. A new report from the Rockefeller Foundation says that small and mid-sized farmers could reap $5.6 billion in additional revenue a year if food as medicine programs were large enough to reach all the Americans who need them. Specifically, the report says scaling to meet the needs of all 43 million Americans who have a diet-related chronic disease and struggle to afford a healthy diet would increase the annual demand for healthy food by up to $50.2 billion. Food as medicine interventions currently only reach about 1-3% of Medicaid and Medicare patients. However, more than half the states have pursued some form of policy change to expand or explore food as medicine, signaling a growing bipartisan momentum. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. America's oilseed processors have invested billions of dollars to expand crush capacity right here at home, creating real jobs in rural communities and adding value to the soybeans grown by American farmers. These facilities don't just process crops, they keep value in America, strengthening local economies and connecting farmers to food, feed, and fuel markets around the world. But to protect that investment and keep American agriculture competitive, we need strong renewable fuel standard volumes that puts America's farmers and manufacturers first. The infrastructure is here. The farmers are ready. It's time for policy certainty. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.